professionals sharing their knowledge, tips, and answers to common questions. It's Ask the Experts on 95.1 The Peak.
And today we check in with our real estate expert from Locations North, Royal LePage. We say hello to Janet Piotrowski. Janet, always a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah. And today a topic that I always find very interesting is folks who are buying homes as investment properties. There's certainly some do's and don'ts when thinking about doing this.
Yes, good morning, John and Millie. That is true. Owning a rental property can be a great way to earn extra income, but there are certainly other factors to consider. So whether you're thinking about jumping in headfirst, buying a small apartment building, duplex, single-family home, or maybe just creating an accessory unit on your own property, there are incentives to do that. Landlords have to deal with issues like finding the right tenants that won't cause trouble, repairs, maintenance. You know, maybe you're handy or you may need to factor in that you have to hire someone to help you. There's understanding the law and tenants' rights, ensuring you've thought out the financial impact of your investment. These are all things that you should carefully consider before jumping in.
Now, what, you know, often I've heard this story of, you know, and of course you only hear the bad stories, but I've heard of, you know, gee, I've got tenants I can't get rid of. They're not paying, but I can't evict them. I've got tenants that I know are abusing the home. I can't do anything about it. I mean, is this a venture that you should maybe not take lightly?
Definitely don't take it lightly. I mean, I personally have been a landlord for decades in various types of properties. And I think, you know, those situations do happen, but I don't think they're the norm. And I think it's important to have a screening process for assessing potential tenants. And that will help as much as possible to allow that not to happen. So things like checking your credit score and the Landlord Credit Bureau to assess their ability to repay debt. Check references from past roommates, past landlords. You'll get an idea of their behavior in previous rental units. Ask for proof of income. Make sure they can afford the rent. And finally, at the end of the day, listen to your gut. You know, I think if you have a bad feeling about somebody, and it doesn't sit right with you, I mean, it's your investment, it's your property, and you need to listen to that. But you have to, of course, make sure you follow the law in screening tenants. So you can't discriminate based on source of income, family members, pets, things like that.
Now, when you're buying a home or buying property that you want to look as rental property, do you buy differently? What are the different thought processes? I mean, you know, when you're buying your own family home,
you're looking at, well, do
we have enough bedrooms? Do we have enough? Is the kitchen the right one? There's those specific things you know for your family, but this is a different type of purchase. Do you think differently?
Absolutely, yes. So depending on your financial goals, it might make sense to buy in a more up-and-coming neighborhood with less expensive homes. If you're okay with a neutral or negative cash flow, if it means you can buy a property of higher value that you feel will appreciate more in time or that you may want to move into eventually, you know, you may be able to deduct a loss if there's a reasonable expectation of profit. You can buy anything from, you know, say a condo rental unit, which might be cheaper than buying a house, but you also have to account for condo maintenance fees, which can be, you know, hundreds of dollars per month. So you might want to consider a duplex or a triplex. If you own a multi-unit property, you've got some buffer in case one unit becomes vacant for any period of time. And it's really important that you have a system for assessing the return on investment for any property. So there's something called a pro forma. It's a tool that allows you to plug in various income and expense scenarios to determine if a property is a good investment for you. I actually have a pro forma template for clients that I'm happy to share.
Now, with the current, you know, sort of rate that houses are going for now and properties are selling for, is this the time to look at investment property, or do you wait till the market's cooler or hotter?
Well, the market definitely has cooled down since its height during the past 2 years. There are a lot of buyers that are sitting on the sidelines, so I actually think it is a very good time to buy property. You know, it really just depends on your situation. Some buyers are nervous. They listen to the news or, you know, they're seeing their investments dwindling. So, you know, that's a personal choice thing.
What about pricing of your rental? If you became a landlord, you're excited, you're wanting to get, you know, the best possible tenants in there, but you obviously want to make sure that you're covering all your costs.
Right. So it's important to look at the rental rates in the neighborhood where you're considering buying. You'll get an idea of what others are charging. You know, we do live in a recreational area where, you know, it's a double-edged sword, but rental rates are higher here, so that does help landlords.
Now, I know when you're doing long-term rentals and leases and things like that, that's still okay. But if you're thinking of short-term rental, because as you mentioned, we're in a tourism location, you got to make sure that where you're buying is zoned for that, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can't just decide to start Airbnb-ing on a nightly basis any property. That's definitely something you need to check the zoning, and you need to have a short-term accommodation license or be running a bed and breakfast.
What about a seasonal rental? What if someone wants to just rent to, you know, for golf season or for ski season? Yeah.
Yes, and some people do that. Some people do that with their own home. If they have somewhere they like to leave for the winters, for instance, that's a common thing around here. Or if you want to purchase a property as a secondary property, for instance, that you can use sometimes, but subsidize your expenses by renting it out seasonally, that's absolutely something you can do.
Fantastic. Yeah. Janet, you mentioned that performer, and I know that people can reach out to you to answer questions that they may have. What's the best way to reach out to you?
Yes, you can certainly reach out to me at my website at collingwoodliving.ca or give me a call on my cell at 705-994-5858.
Janet Piotrowski is with Royal LePage Locations North. Janet, thank you
so very much
for joining us.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Ask the Experts, every Thursday morning on 95.1 The Peak. To listen to past shows or to send us your questions on a specific topic, visit our website at thepeakfm.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.